All right, joined by our Pro Stock champion this weekend, Drew Skillman, who last won in Denver just two races ago, riding a great wave of success, third final round appearance in four races. So let's start there. I mean, you talked a little bit about how you felt like the car had come together when we were in Denver. You win that race, and now this thing's flying.
Yeah, we really thought we were going to sweep the swing. We really thought we had the car to do it. I missed it by two rounds, but we made up for it here. Really happy. Everyone at Gray Motorsports has provided us with great power. Our teams are working really well together. When our race skill in motorsports has been kicking butt. Just can't complain. Happy.
It's an interesting relationship in Pro Stock because it's different than other categories have. How does this relationship work between your engine supplier and your crew?
We are actually a team. So we work, we're awning to awning. We share all of our data. They have every run we have. We have every run they have. They talk to each other in the mornings. We even flip coins for tires sometimes. we share everything. So if they need gears, they have gears. If they need data, they have everything we have.
Winning is fun. Being successful is fun. There are times when, you know, you had hit a bit of a dry spell. So what keeps you going through those periods, not knowing really that you're ever going to get to where you're at right now?
Mental illness. Yeah. Anyone that does this has got something wrong with them. We're just passionate about it. This is what we love to do. I'm a racer. I'm not a professional racer. I'm a racer. That's why I'm here. I don't do this for a living. I do this to have fun and be around my guys. And we come here to win. We work hard.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you won here. Tanner wins at Sonoma. You know, so kind of as a team, you guys swept the swing. So having, you know, sharing all that data, do you guys feel like coming into the countdown here, like you guys kind of have something going here that will allow you guys to be in a good position going forward?
Absolutely. We have some stuff in the pipeline that should be very, very good for the countdown. We should definitely be at the top of the page every time.
Talk to me about your driving this weekend. How do you feel? How do you feel you did in the seat? How do you feel like you things went?
I had a really good car this weekend. driver was not the best this weekend, for sure. My team carried me to the finals this weekend and got lucky. Erica's one of the best levers in the country. I mean, there's no one ever doubt that. And I got lucky on that one.
Yeah, when you go up like up against someone like Erica, what is it that you're trying to do? I mean, or try not to do, because I know, you know, it's easy to let someone like that, you know, kind of get in your head and try to, you know, do too much.
I'm pretty calm in the car. Nothing really fazes me inside of the car. I was trying to kill the tree, and apparently I did not. So I'm just going to say I was really shallow, but I just missed it a hair, and luckily she missed it too.
In terms of performance this weekend, were the crew chiefs kind of thrown back? We had a weird situation here with the temperatures being higher than normal, but also this whole smoke in the air thing. I heard some guys talking that kind of was throwing them a loop.
We were concerned about the high temperatures here. This track, it doesn't have a lot of heat on it, so we don't really know what it's going to do when it gets hot. And this track held up beautifully. This track was really good all weekend. Credit to everyone in HRA for keeping the track up. I never had a bad run where I blamed the track. There was never a tire spin. We had no issues. So,
Congratulations, Drew.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you guys.